I've come at last. I got delayed by the snow this morning. I am Jesus, your Savior, the Word made flesh. I have come to speak to you today about trust. As I have told you, the path that leads you to divine love, my Sacred Heart, is holy love. If your if your soul is not steeped in holy love, you cannot approach the door to my heart. The key which unlocks this heart, the door of this heart, is trustful surrender. The more you surrender to my provision, the more I know you love me. Trust is the key that looses the grace of my provision. Confidence allows the soul to taste peace and to accept the will of God. Every journey has some obstacle. The path to holiness is no different. Obstacles which stand in the way of your holiness are the same ones that keep you from trustful surrender. Perhaps you trust only yourself through self-love. A fruit of this flaw is fear. You try to control and manipulate the people around you. Maybe you dominate every conversation and refuse to let go of your opinion. Why? If you surrender all things to me, I will attend perfectly to your every need. Perhaps you trust only in other people and pray only when others fail you. Trust me always. My provision is perfect. If you are like a little child, you will earn the kingdom of heaven. For a child places all his trust in his parents. Likewise, you must trust in me. If the grace of my heart were a beautiful bouquet of flowers, trust would be the gentle breeze that would carry the fragrance to you. Trust is like ascending a mountain. The higher you get, the closer you are to heaven. Even in your trials, you must trust me if you desire holiness. Nothing is permitted in your life that does not lead you close to me if you trust. And then Jesus gave me this little chart. He likes to give charts. And on one side is trust in God's provision, and on the other side is lack of trust. And under each heading are the fruits or the byproducts. So the fruits of trust in God's provision are rapid progression in the life of virtue, and love of God and trust of God above all else, and living in divine love and divine will. And then the fruits and byproducts of lack of trust are flaws in holy love, flaws in holy humility, much self-love, the learning to depend on people but not on God, and the refusal to accept God's will, and to seek a reason for everything that happens to them. Now, this quote is from Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Charity, divine love, this is all that matters in one's life. On this alone are we judged. Let us then seek to become, as it were, professionals, for this is within the reach of you and me. God loves those whom he can give the most, those who expect most from him, who are most open to him, need him the most, and rely on him for everything, essentially the little ones, the children, for to such belong the kingdom. Our lives must come down to one simple truth, being with him and remaining with him in him. Putting attention on self, this is the root of all sin. Trust, surrender, and joy come from the experience of being loved. Now, next I have a quote from Blessed Edith Stein. Whatever did not fit in with my plan did lie within the plan of God. I have an ever deeper and firmer belief that nothing is merely an accident when seen in the light of God, that my whole life, down to the smallest details, has been marked out for me in the plan of divine providence and has a coherent meaning in God's all-seeing eyes. And so I am beginning to rejoice in the light of glory, wherein this meaning will be unveiled to me. Now I have a couple things to read from The Imitation of Christ. The first is four things that bring great peace, because peace goes with trust. Try, my child, to do the will of another rather than your own. Always choose to have fewer riches rather than more. Always seek the lowest place and desire to be subject to all. Always wish for and pray that the will of God be accomplished in you. Such a person enters into the abode of true peace and inward rest. And this is on how to acquire peace and on the desire to improve. If we would die to self-love, soon we would enjoy spiritual things, and then we would experience heavenly contemplation. As it is, we do not force ourselves to overcome our passions and disorderly desires and to follow the path of the saints, and this is our greatest obstacle to contemplation. As soon as any little difficulty comes our way, we are easily cast down and turn to human consolation. If only we would exert ourselves and take a firm stand in this battle, we would see how God comes to our aid, for he is always ready to help those who put their trust in him. He even provides occasions for us to do battle so that we will overcome and be victorious. And then this little blip on how to humble the opinion of ourselves. It is useless to spend much time in talking. Only a holy life and a good conscience will ease your mind and satisfy your soul, enabling you to face God with confidence. Now I just have a couple more. If I can find them. Okay. This is from A Year with the Saints, and this is a quote from St. Augustine. God certainly desires our greatest good more than we ourselves desire it. He knows better than we by what way it can come to us, and the choice of ways is wholly in his hands, as it is he who governs and regulates all that occurs in the world. It is then most certain that in all chances that can befall, whatever may happen will always be for our best. And here's another quote from St. Augustine. Do you desire security? Here you have it. The Lord says to you, I will never abandon you. I will always be with you. If a good man made you such a promise, you would trust him. God makes it, and do you doubt? Do you seek a support more sure than the word of God, which is infallible? Surely he has made the promise. He has written it. He has pledged it. It is most certain. Okay, then I just have a couple Bible quotes here. This is from Proverbs. A greedy man stirs up dissension, but he who trusts in the Lord will prosper. He who trusts in himself is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom is kept safe. And then this also is from Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understandings. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. And this is from Matthew. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Thank you very much for coming, and I hope you have a lovely night in trust.